Yerushalmi Trumoth, qualifying to Bavli Chulin, Daf Kufyud. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Aleph and Mad Aleph at the Mishnah. Hawoide Paf Chama Venosna Alpi, Chavith Shayayin, Shal Truma, Vemea Oise, Rabbi Yehuda Mate, Rabbi Yosi Mate, Beshal Chitim, Vaoise Beshal Sa'irim, Vemesha Sa'irim, Shayavois. If one removes hot chulin bread from an oven and lays it over a barrel of Truma wine, Rabbi prohibits the bread to non Kohanim, Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rabbi Yosi permits it if it was wheat bread, but prohibits it if it was barley bread, because barley absorbs. Tono she'esikoi be'kamoin shel truma ve'afa b'yis hapas muteris she'ein tam kamoin ela reyach kamoin. If an oven was heated with truma cumin and he baked bread in the oven, the bread is permitted because it's the smell rather than the taste of cumin that is absorbed. And the Gemara says, Amar b'zeira ba'on kaimi b'yanai nasnal pi magufa schavis mahu. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yanai, does Rabbi Meir say that the bread absorbs the truma wine moisture even when he put the bread on the lid of the barrel? Amalain, Yagid alav Reyai. Rabbi Yana answered, if neighbor tells us about it. Mao Yagid alav Reyai, what does that refer to? And Rabbi Yosi, Kaadod Taninan, Tamon, Chavis, Malea, Peiros, Venusuna, Lesecha Mashkim, Oishimalea, Mashkim, Venusuna, Lesecha Peiros. Rabbi Yosi says, an answer is that it's referring to the Mishnah in Maseches Machshirin. If an earthenware barrel was filled with fruits and placed in liquids, or filled with liquids and placed in fruits, the liquids are absorbed into the walls of the barrel and can make the fruits moist. So to here, the wine's moisture can even pass through the lid. The next Mishnah discusses when a person removed a loaf from the oven and put it on the opening of a barrel. Rav Meir says that the moisture of the wine prepares the bread to contract tumma, as would other liquids. Rav Yehuda says that mere moisture cannot do that. Rav Yosi differentiates between wheat and barley bread, since barley absorbs the wine's moisture. Kamadat Amma Taman, Vahu Shehe Mashkin Negim, Bechavis, Vachahu Shitehe Yain Shitehe Negas, and Magufa. Just as you said there that the liquids are touching the barrel, so too here in our Mishnah in Trumoth, the wine is touching the lid. Amma Vimana, Mina, Kamadat Tema, Vahu Shitehe Had Mashkin Negim, Bechavis Atzma, Afacha, Vahu Shitehe Hakika Negas, and Magufa Atzma. Vimana says similarly, just as in Machshirin, the liquids are touching the barrel, so too here the bread is touching the lid of the barrel. However, if it would merely be suspended above, it doesn't absorb the wine's moisture. Musa Amr Afila B'Tzeinenes. There the Mishnah was discussing cold fruits. Here also our Mishnah is discussing cold bread that absorbs wine moisture. Amr Abba B'Tzeinenes Haver Uvda. Rabbi Abba says that such a case came before the Chachamim of cold bread that was placed on a barrel of Truma, and they prohibited it to non-Kehanim. V'Hatanin Chama. The Gemara asked, well, didn't the Mishnah only teach hot bread, indicating that even Rabbi Meir permits cold? Amr of Chista Shalaitoma Hoyol Vahevel Koivesh Yehemuta. Rav Chista said, now that the answer that Rav Meir even prohibits cold, but the Mishnah mentioned hot in order that you shouldn't say that hot is permitted, because the hot air prevents the wine moisture from being absorbed. You should say, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Mayim Oisim Peiros Amashkim, Ein Oisim Peiros, Lois Surcha Deloi Kurb Yehuda, you should say. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says that the Mishnah taught that water causes fruits to contract tumor, but not other liquids. This statement is not like Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Machshirin, who permitted placing the bread. Ella, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Mayim Oisim Peiros V'Chaserim U'Mashkin Oisim Peiros V'Einei Chaserim. Rabbi Yehuda, Oim Mashkin Oisim Peiros Kol Ikka. On the contrary, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, who didn't prohibit the bread because of the wine barrel, just as other liquids do not cause tumma to the fruits. Rather, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said about that Mishnah that the difference between water and wine or vinegar is that water causes tumma to the fruits and a large amount of it enters into the holes of the barrel. The other liquids also cause tumma to the fruits, even though there's only a small quantity of them, but Rabbi Yehuda says that the other liquids don't cause tumma at all. Amada Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kushahainu Holchim Etzel Rehoshia Rabba Lakitharin Lil Maitoya Hainu Noisnim Cham Tuseinu Al Gabi Kavutin Shal Murius Vahainu Tayamim Behu Tam Murius Dulek Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yochanan said that when we were going to learn Torah from Rabbi Yehoshua the Great in Kitharin, we would put our thin bread on top of a vessel containing fish gravy, and we would taste the gravy in the bread, this is unlike Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it doesn't draw in the moisture of the liquid. Ma'alumim hayu. The Gemara says, no, it was different there, as they would dip the thin bread in strong salt water, which would then draw in the gravy. Vein asim hashim gezel balabayis. The Gemara asks, weren't they therefore stealing the gravy of the owner? The answer is no, they ask permission from him. Chitin melamato nosayim melamalon, k'shem she'in achitim shoyavoyis, kach ein asa'irim shoyavoyis. Sa'irim melamato nachitim melamalon, k'shem she'asa'irim shoyavoyis, kach achitim shoyavoyis. According to Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah, who says that barley absorbs but not wheat, if there is wheat bread resting on the barrel and barley bread is resting on it, it's permitted, just as the wheat doesn't absorb, so too the barley doesn't absorb. If barley bread is underneath and wheat bread is on top of it, just as the barley absorbs, so too the wheat absorbs. Is it permitted to roast one spit of slaughtered meat and one spit of nevela meat in the same oven? Rabbi Yemir Amar b'shem Rav Asa. Rabbi Yemir, quoting Rav, says prohibited. Shmuel Amar b'shem Levi Mutter, and Shmuel quoted from Levi that it's permitted. Pliga Masnithan Arav Ein Selin Shnei Pesachim B'Tana Echad B'Mplei Hatarovus V'Amrele B'Mplei Hatarovus Hashulai B'Mplei Hatarovus Lai. We ask the question from the Tosefta against Rav. One may not roast two korban pesachs of two different people in the same oven, as is concerned that it will become mixed up. But without that concern, it will be permitted, even though the smells of one will enter the other, causing one person to partake of the other person's korban, which according to Rav should be prohibited. Meid Satri, Rav Amar Asa, Shmuel Amar Mutter, Eichel Shmuel Rav Meid Satri. Hyssop juice, Rav said that since it's obligated to be tithed, when he separates the truma, it's prohibited to non-klehanim. Shmuel said that it is permitted. Shmuel once fed Rav hyssop juice of truma. Hadein Taraya, Rav Chia bar Ashi b'shem Rav, Meshagile b'charusa. After an oven was fired with cumin of truma, Rav Chia bar Ashi fueled it with palm branches to annul the smell of the cumin.